I'm a part of society that values complacency rather than the awkwardness of a conversation that could save the lives of countless black people and possibly even my own. Imagine if your 12-year-old son was followed to school by a police car.
4555 Northeast 81, complainant says unknown subject.
See, your perception has got me needing the prescription. I'm feeling like an outsider without a pot to piss in. Shackled in chains taken from our homes, forced to build a nation that never considered us one of its own. This media portrays thugs, drugs, and guns, ignorance, and just fatherless sons. All they show is Bloods and Crips, but forget to mention the crippled and bloodied slaves on the back of their ships, taking chunks of their soul whip by whip. We were finally free, or so we thought. No more chains and whips, but then came the lynch mobs. Men in masks building crosses in front of your yards. Not as bad as slavery, but still unfathomably hard. School systems, bombing, segregation, and Jim Crow? I don't know what's worse, that or the police officers with the dogs and the fire hose. Years and years, that's how things had went. Until we found a messenger that was heaven sent. His name was Martin Luther King Jr., and he was a visionary. Totally extraordinary.
And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Race has been vilified throughout the ages, portrayed negatively on a consistent basis. Let's face it, we have to take a stand before it is too late. We must show love when they show hate. We came from a people in chains, but now time has passed. How much has really changed? No longer beaten and chained. Now we up in the whips and the chains, but the police shoot us daily and we still all seem the same. Caucasian viewpoints don't care if you're wearing red or blue. The only color they see is black, and they're looking at me and you.